Margaret Nelson phoned Kitty to say that she had just given birth to a daughter and that they had named the child Josie in honor of Joe Dallet. Kitty immediately invited the Nelsons to visit and use the spare bedroom in their new house. Over the next couple of years, the Nelsons visited the Oppenheimer household on numerous occasions, although the visits gradually grew less frequent. In later years, their children would play together. "I also saw Robert at Berkeley now and then," Nelson wrote in his memoirs, "because I was responsible for working with people from the university, getting them to conduct classes and discussions." They also had one-on-one meetings. An FBI wiretap, for instance, shows that Oppenheimer met with Nelson on Sunday, October 5, 1941, apparently to pass him a check for $100, earmarked as a donation for striking farm workers. But the relationship went far beyond political transactions. When Josie Nelson turned 2 in November 1942, Oppenheimer surprised her mother by turning up on their doorstep, bearing a gift for the child. Margaret was astounded and touched by this typical act of kindness. With all of his brilliance, she thought, there were very strong human qualities. Though pregnant, Kitty continued her biology studies and insisted to her friends that she still intended to make a professional career for herself as a botanist. "Kitty was very excited about the fact that she was going back to school," Maggie Nelson said. "She was very much taken up with that." But despite their common interest in science, Kitty and Robert were temperamentally poles apart. "He was gentle, mild," recalled one friend who knew them both. "She was strident, assertive, aggressive. But that's often what makes a good marriage, the opposites." Most of Robert's relatives were put off by Kitty. Plain-spoken Jackie Oppenheimer always thought she was a bitch and resented the way she thought Kitty cut Robert off from his friends. Decades later, she vented her animosity. "She could not stand sharing Robert with anyone," recalled Jackie. "Kitty was a schemer. If Kitty wanted anything, she would always get it. She was a phony. All her political convictions were phony. All her ideas were borrowed. Honestly, she's one of the few really evil people I've known in my life."